This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Couple of things. One, Al just tweeted out from the morning show account a picture of you playing high school basketball, which I believe I've seen before somewhere, but it is hilarious to look at all those years ago.
Why is that hilarious to look at?
Well, just you in high school with the long hair playing basketball, number 23. It's just funny. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I had 23 before somebody else made it famous, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is true.
We just talked about him. You know, but I did have some serious flow. You have to give me that.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, it looked great. It's just funny seeing you all the way back in high
school. Yeah, I was pretty ripped back then. Look at that.
Why not 7 on the basketball court, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I think I wanted 10 because of Walt Frazier, and I don't think we had it.
Yeah. And out of the three sports, because I know you talk about baseball a lot, obviously football was first, but out of the three sports, would you put your basketball playing third? Out of the football, baseball, basketball?
You know, it's interesting. You know, the way I remember it, I remember that the reason I got a football scholarship was because of a basketball game, believe it or not.
Okay.
And my high school coach, Sal Champy, had a very good relationship with the University of Maryland coaches, but I didn't throw much in high school, and there wasn't a lot to look at when it came to my football tapes or films back then, 8mm film, I think it was.
Okay.
And the Maryland coaches were recruiting very heavily a kid out of West Islip. His name was Billy McFadden, who was a great high school football and basketball player. I think he also played lacrosse, too. And we were playing a game at West Islip. And we beat them. And I had a great game that night. And they were a really good team. And I remember the basketball coach coming to me saying, the Maryland coaches are outside. They want to talk to you. I thought it was the Maryland basketball coaches. I didn't even think that the football coaches were going to be at the game. And Tommy Groom, the running back coach, was there. He goes, man, I didn't realize you were that kind of athlete. And I said, well, I guess I am. And with the prodding of Sal Champy and him watching me on the basketball court go against this other kid that they really wanted, he said, would you take a visit to the University of Maryland? I said, yeah. Went down to the University of Maryland, flew down on Eastern Airlines, my first ever flight out of LaGuardia into Reagan National, went there for 2 days. My dad didn't even go with me. I came back to LaGuardia. My dad said, how'd it go? And I said, I signed a piece of paper. I think it's like a letter of intent, I think. And I don't know what that means. So we got home because obviously no cell phones back then in 1979. And we got home and Sal Champion called my dad and said, your son just got a scholarship to the University of Maryland to go play football. Nice. I was like, what? So, yeah, so that's how it all happened.
That's pretty cool. I can't even imagine like the day of, you know, you send your 17 or 18-year-old son on a plane these days. Or daughter on a plane these days, it's texting when you land, text when you get there.
Most of it is all, you know, helicopter parents and everything else. I will say,
right. This is your
dad. My
dad
was not a helicopter parent at all.
Right. You didn't even call him. You just went on the plane. You came back. Hey, how'd it go?
Well, I called him when I was down there, of course.
Oh, okay.
But he was, he loved my high school coach dearly and trusted him dearly. And he said, put him on the plane, get him down there. Maybe he'll get a scholarship. And sure enough, I came back with one.
And you did. I thought you'd find this interesting. I mean, Darren Revelle could be kind of a dweeb on Twitter, but sometimes he puts out interesting stuff. So back in 2010, 11 years ago, the Warriors owners broke the record for a most expensive NBA franchise, what they paid for the Warriors. It was $450 million back in 2010. That's what they paid.
Yep.
So Forbes valued the Warriors this morning.
Yeah.
At, take a guess what?
I'm going to say because they're in San Francisco and they have built a building now, I'm going to say that they are probably north of $5 billion.
There you go. $5.6 billion.
Yeah, so they were smart. They understood. But you know, remember, all of this started because of Donald Sterling. And when he that video was released of him using racial epithets and everything else, and Adam Silver had just taken over for David Stern and said, you know what? You no longer could be an owner in the NFL. Therefore, we're taking your team away from you. And we're going to find one of the richest men in America to overpay you for basically the Clippers. And the Clippers didn't come with a building. Remember, it was over $2 billion?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, NBA franchises, because of that sale, you know, made Michael Jordan a billionaire.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So it's $5.6 billion. So over, I mean, we're talking.
Remember, when they bought the team, they were playing in Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And now they're playing in a brand new building in San Francisco. That's part of.
There we go.
You know, and you got a lot of guys that are out there in tech world who have the money to be able to buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to Dave in Westchester. What's going on, Dave? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Charles. We're all talking about this potential trade with the Dolphins, but I got to say, I think I'm like a lot of FAN listeners where I actively root against Tua as a pro simply because Big Mike was so insistent that he was going to be a Hall of Famer. So that made me a bad guy. I hang up and listen.
I mean, you know,
it does not make you a bad guy.
Come up with a better reason. Maybe you're a Jet fan or a Patriot fan you root against them. I get it, but not because Big Mike said he was going to be a Hall of Famer. Hopefully the kid does become a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but you know what? That
I know.
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
Stop doing that, though, man. Okay, bye. See you. No, but that I find myself doing that all the time with sports arguments. Like, I am rooting against the guy because I want to be right, and that's just ridiculous. I don't like myself. Like, you know what this guy's asking, if he's a bad guy? I mean, I kind of feel like a bad guy when I'm doing that. Like, I wanted Ben to fail this year because me and you got in that argument. Remember
Ben
Roethlisberger,
I mean,
should come back, should not come back?
Do you want Kyrie Irving to fail?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do.
I do.
And Jerry wants the Knicks to fail?
I want to see... Jerry wants the Knicks to fail, yep. Yep. I want to see all the Nets fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else.
Well, you want to...
I mean, I actually, you know, this year, I wanted to see the Mets fail kind of this year because I, you know, said they were dead when they were in first place. So I kind of want to see that happen.
And you're a Met fan. I mean, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I grew up a Met fan. All right, let's go to Mark on Long Island. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning. I had a reason why Boomer could not have worn number 7 when he was playing basketball in high school. Nobody was allowed to have, or not allowed, it was customary that nobody had numbers that contained anything more than the number 5, because when the ref would call a foul, he would look over at the scorer's desk and he'd hold up the numbers of fingers on his hand to indicate the number of the player that had the foul. So he'd have number 2, 3. He'd hold up 2 fingers and then 3 fingers. So if it was a number 7 or 8 or 9, you know, there's no 7 fingers on one hand. So it was always customary that players had numbers that were like 12 or 23 or 45 or even single digits, as long as it was less than 7 or less than 6.
Well, there you go.
That was the reason why he didn't.
All right. Well, who knew that? I had no idea. By the way, I'm looking at the jersey that I'm wearing. I mean, it wasn't all that fancy, to be honest with you. It's pretty plain.
Well, of course. It's the late 70s. What'd you expect?
Look at those short shorts.
They have like a third jersey or something?
I don't think so. I don't remember one.
No, I know.
It doesn't even
say
East Ice upon it.
It's just
a red and white jersey with a number on it.
Yeah, it was simple back then, man. What'd you think of the Knicks jerseys last night?
I liked them, actually.
I loved them. I absolutely loved them. A total throwback. And I you were at dinner, but they're warm-up shirts, and they wore them on the bench, too. The all-white T-shirt.
Yeah, I saw them when I got back, yeah.
Oh, man, those were awesome, too.
I just hope they get rid of those City Never Sleeps stupid uniforms.
Yeah, are they coming back?
I hope not. Just play in those uniforms. They were great last night.
Oh, my God, they were awesome. Because it's the 75th anniversary of the league, so... that's why they're doing some of the throwback stuff. I love the old Knicks logo, just with the basketball like that and that old font that they had on. I immediately wanted to go out and buy that T-shirt. I kind of have to buy that T-shirt.
I think you do. I think maybe I'll get it to for your Christmas or something.
Oh, thank you.
Fanatics.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Let's go right on Fanatics and get it.
So I apparently nobody's getting any Christmas gifts with the whole the ports being all jammed up. That's every time I turn around to put on the news, that's what's happening.
Right.
No Christmas. Christmas is canceled. Ports are all jacked up. Whatever gift you ordered is never going to show up at your house.
And not enough truck drivers. You know, Amazon, UPS, and FedEx got all the truck drivers now. There's no truck drivers out there anymore.
Well, I
we need truck drivers. Go get a job. Become a truck driver.
Well, this whole thing pisses me off. So I ordered that NFL. I drunk ordered that Viking sweatshirt.
Yeah.
The Crucial Catch one.
Right.
And I paid extra for shipping so I could get it in a couple days.
Right.
And then they send me an email after I paid for the extra shipping and said, some orders may be delayed because of blah, 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 what's going on with supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm.
And your order's coming November 1st when I ordered this like October 10th. So I'm like, what am I paying for the extra? If I didn't pay for the extra shipping, when's it going to show up? 2025? I mean, I don't, that's just horrendous. So it's real, man. It is real, and it's happening, and well, you're not going to get stuff.
What happens when you get top-notch leaders running the place, you know? That's the way it works. Let's ruin everything and ruin it for everybody just so I can stay in office and, you know, create more problems so I can tell you that you have more problems.
Am I too old to wear a basketball jersey?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could be looking like Big Zoo sandwiched into one of those jerseys.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean,
T-shirt, pullover, quarter zip. I think that's you got to stay in that kind of realm.
Like the Tom Thibodeau quarter zip last night.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, that thing looked good. You know, that's probably more my speed. Do we have a Al? Do we have a Big Zoo? Can you go to his Twitter account and see if we have a Big Zoo recap from last night? On the LIRR, I'd like to hear what he had to say about the game. See, they got some. I am all in here, man. I'm looking at the team store right now.
Yeah,
I am such like a. I'm like feel like a kid again with the Knicks.
Maybe you can get Sabrina one. Get her a kid's one.
All right, let's listen to Big Zoo from last night. Here's his little recap video after the Knicks win in double overtime.
Wasn't the easiest, but we like it that way because everybody's against us and the world always.
All right, we should have previewed that. Perhaps would have been a better idea.
No,
he's
no,
all,
it's not.
He's all sweaty.
Oh God!
Everybody's against us. What are you talking about? Where are you coming up with this? We whooped that Boston ass. We hear. Is that the one that was on the train?
Yes.
Oh, God. He's on the LIRR, surrounded by people, sweating his ass off, like a butterball turkey taken out of the oven, which you put some butter on top of it.
And you got him, in the afternoon producer, you know, doing TikTok videos. You would think that being an afternoon producer now, you are a professional. You're working in a professional spot, a high-profile spot.
Hey, man,
spot,
he was.
Right?
He was doing all digital stuff last night, man.
So he's working it.
He was definitely working it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I can't find that t-shirt anywhere from last night to buy. And another guy on Twitter just tweeted me and said, I can't find that t-shirt either. Can you help me out? I'm like, no, I can't help you out because I have no idea where it is. I'm talking about the warm-up t-shirt from last night that the Knicks were wearing.
What about the Knicks website?
That's where I'm at.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking right now. And I can't, it's not anywhere. So I don't know if it's a new throwback or something and there's going to be a release at some point. But right now there's 65% off the Knicks website. So
for everything? Good.
Yes, site-wide, yeah.
Come on.
I'm
wow,
serious.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
That's why how about NBA shop?
I've been. I think this is the same thing.
It's
the Knicks
then.
Team shop.
I mean, I'm on Fanatics. I don't see anything.
Yeah, I know. It's a real bummer.
Do we? Do the Garden still hate us? You can't sell.
I know, right? Does the Garden still hate us, or is there someone over there that can help us out?
I have a guy I might be able to reach out to.
I'd love that if they have some of those t-shirts. Tell them.
So you want the warm up? You want the pregame warm up top? That's what you're looking for?
Yeah, that white one with the old school Knicks logo.
Okay, I will. As soon as I get out of here, I will see what I can do for you.
He really has to have it. You can tell.
He wants it. I get it. Yeah, man.
I gotta have it.
I'm desperate for that thing. I don't get excited about a lot of stuff these days. I got excited about that last night.
And think about this: most packages that come to the house go to his wife. This one's for him.
Yeah, I know. And the one thing that I ordered, that Viking sweatshirt's not never showing up.
Well, no,
I
go to the door. February.
It's ridiculous. I go to the door every time there's a package. Mm. And I'm like, I wonder if this is it. No, it's not it. It's the socks I ordered.
Do you have tracking?
Yeah, no, it says November 1st.
Oh.
It'll take a month.
Now you're getting there.
Yeah, stupid. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
What is happening over here? Well, we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So you're Knicks, and this is why you want the warm-up top, because, I mean, they are on fire as they just ripped through the Celtics last night. Double overtime. I wouldn't say ripped through, but you get my point. 138-134. Big players played big. Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, Obi Toppin, Evan Fournier, they all did a very nice job. Randle and Fournier topping 30 points each. Randle at 35, Fournier with 32. Here was Barrett. He is ready for a big, big season. Played this a couple of times this morning.
We definitely trusted each other, and we did a great job. So, you know, it's just the start of something special, and, you know, hopefully we could build on this.
And the start for Fournier, what was his night like?
It was crazy. The atmosphere, the fans, the game itself. You know, it was fun to go to 2-0-G, but I wish we would have killed that game, you know, in the first 48 minutes.
And these guys were gassed. Both teams were really exhausted at the end of this. And so the Knicks do get the night off. They will play in Orlando tomorrow night. Wasted for Boston was a big night by Jaylen Brown. He had 46 in the loss. Some of the other numbers from this game of note. I mentioned Obi Toppin. He had 14 points in just 28 minutes. And Mitchell Robinson had the double-double, 11 points, 17 rebounds, a couple of block shots along the way as well. So Knicks magic tomorrow night from Orlando, while the Nets will play the Sixers tomorrow night. Philadelphia did start the season with a win in New Orleans, 117-97. No Ben Simmons. He was suspended for that game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night when they take on Brooklyn in their home opener. Joel Embiid had 22 last night to pace Philadelphia. All right, I really haven't done much with the baseball this morning at all, aside from maybe at 6:30. Braves beat the Dodgers. They beat them pretty soundly, 9-2. Eddie Rosario had a monster night. Freddie Freeman doubled homer. He drove in a couple. Here was Freeman, who says, amazing what Rosario is doing as Atlanta takes a 3-1 series lead.
This whole postseason, he's been pretty much unbelievable. You know, when we traded for him, he was hurt and took about a month for him to get going. And you knew what kind of player he was. And 2 years ago, he hit 30-plus home runs.
And that's the player they are getting right now, because they're a little banged up, too, as you know, Atlanta. And they are a win away now from going to the World Series. Adam Duvall homered, also made a great catch on Gavin Lux in the outfield. Here was Brian Snitker. Yeah, 3-1 lead, but we ain't done nothing yet.
Winning a game is hard, especially a veteran team like this that we're playing.
But a banged up team, because
they almost
Justin
swept Turner. Them.
Almost, you can make that case without that comeback the other night. I mean, yep. Who knows what would have happened last night. But, yes, and Justin Turner's out with a torn hamstring, I believe it is. Dave Roberts said he is done for the postseason. Game 5 tonight in L.A. And the Astros are going home up 3-2 as they just smoked the Red Sox 9-1. Very interesting in this game, which I didn't see this game. I just kind of went through the highlights a little bit earlier. I didn't realize that Schwarber made a huge error at first base when it was a 1-0 game. Just dropped the throw from, I think it was Rafael Devers, kind of opened the floodgates, and then they would go on and score 5 runs in the 6th inning for an easy 9-1 win. Here's J.D. Martinez. Yeah, down 3-2, heading on the road. Not great.
Situation is simple, you know. We're down 3-2. We got to go to Minute Maid now, and we got to go over there and play good ball.
And if they don't, their season will come to one of those quick ends for sure. Here's Alex. Yeah,
Jerry, you like to wager on some of these series and these baseball things. What do you think the odds are now, down 3-1, for the Dodgers to win the series? Plus what?
See, I'm thinking you're asking me because it's not as much as you would think it is. Plus 700.
Plus 380.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Plus 380.
I mean, I know the Dodgers are a better team for sure, but, I mean, you're down 3-1. Wow.
It feels like the momentum is totally going against them, and, you know, and especially with Justin Turner getting hurt.
Really crazy, though.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I was ready to go and just, you know, have some fun. It was like plus 600 or something.
Yeah.
To go and bet it, but plus 380.
All right, now let me ask you this. On the flip side, Boston's only down 3-2, not 3-1. What are their numbers?
Exactly the same. Plus 380.
All right.
And well, minus maybe 500 for the Astros, minus 500 for the Braves.
Maybe Tony's not crazy.
Maybe not.
Maybe we'll get 2 amazing comebacks. I wonder if he saw that in his vision. Who knows? We'll have Thursday Night Football on the Fan tonight. We got the Browns. We got the Broncos, a couple of 3-3 teams. But we will not see Baker Mayfield because of the torn labrum in his left shoulder. And so Case Keenum is the one that will start at quarterback. First things first, Kevin Stefanski on Tuesday says, can't cry over injuries.
Listen, it's the NFL. Injuries are part of the game. And we have a game on Thursday.
And that's what they will do, and they will throw Keenum out there. So are you ready?
You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. And I've been ready since I got here, so I'm excited. I'm ready.
I'll tell you, this guy is quite confident for sure. Listen to this one.
I'm built for this. This is what I've done my whole career.
I like it.
I tell you, he better go out and play well because he's certainly talking a big game. And then you had this. So NFL Films released this. I'm sure you guys covered it. I don't know if you did, but I know Al and I did this on the warm-up show. So Myles Garrett for Halloween put headstones of all the quarterbacks he was either he either played already and they took care of, or they were going to play coming up this season. One of those headstones belonged to Kyler Murray. Now, the Cardinals beat the Browns the other day. I guess it was Sunday. And the two got together at midfield. I hope you can hear this. If not, I'll stop it. But this was their little exchange as Murray questioned Garrett about the headstone.
Why you got me in the graveyard?
What? I mean, it's out of motivation.
Yeah. I said, at least my friend had RIP over
it. True. They said, especially not tonight. You bald.
You good, bro?
Bald. He said, thank you for not having RIP over it, is what he said. Huh. And so I thought that was actually kind of cool.
Hey, by the way, just quickly, I just got a picture from last night from somebody.
Yeah.
And it's everybody at the dinner after the dinner, but Al Dukes, who is not in the picture because he didn't hang around.
Now, yes, but in fairness to Al, I feel like I got to defend him a little bit. Number one, he was not in a bad mood at all. Was he looking at his watch? Yes. He was looking at his watch and his phone for sure.
Was he complaining into Instagram? No, he complained into Instagram.
Come on. That was funny.
Does anybody care what the hell your problems are, Al?
They do, actually.
Okay. Yes, they do.
And it was after 8 p.m. when he did that. He smiled. He took photos. There were people that came over and said hello. He was very engaging with them. When we hit 9, though, it was like
downhill.
Was when he said, all right, I have to get out of here. That was 4 hours.
No, it's just so funny, though, because it's a group of everybody at this dinner, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, wait, where's Al?
Really? So I get no credit.
Yeah, correct. No credit at all.
And you're a credit guy. You love your credit. And then the other thing is about, would you call us the three galoops sitting together? What'd you say? What'd you call us?
I forget.
Something, right, of course. And so that was, I was talking to Mike and Manalapan. You guys went to the table, and you sat me with them, too.
I didn't see
we were not insulating Al.
No, Eddie and I insulated.
Yeah, we actually had a plan because he was Al was like, oh, God, who are these people at the thing? I don't know who. I said, just sit between me and Jerry. We'll shield you. So that's what he did.
Oh, my God, who are these guys? You know Doug, Benny, and Janelle.
Well, I didn't know if they're going to be other guys. So
right.
We did work this out prior.
Was there. I mean, you know,
I meant guys that I didn't know.
Yeah, like he had totally no idea and all that. He just wanted to be protected. So I said, here's the plan. And then we set it up.
You just ruined what I just said then.
Well, you weren't in on it. It just kind of worked out that way.
Oh, man. Think about what you got to go through. I mean, this insulate Al.
Hey, I'm his work spouse. I got to look out for him.
And he does. And he does look out for him. That is for sure. Holy moly. Anyway, it was a good night. Either way. NHL tonight, Boomer will be locked in. We got three games. We got the Rangers in Nashville, the Islanders skate in Columbus against the Blue Jackets, and the Devils are home for the Washington Capitals. And with that, we've got Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment!
That was just you.
I guess,
all right.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Earlier, and this was interesting. I did not see this, and you guys were discussing the fact that Mark Melusis was courtside last night. I was not aware. He was courtside at the Knick game at Madison Square Garden, and so you kind of had a little fun at his expense at what he might have been doing, saying, or talking to.
Do you think Moose talked to any celebrities? Do you, Spike?
Hey, Spike, do you think...
Do you think that Do the Right Thing withstands the test of time? Do you... Michael J. Fox. Do you like one Back to the Future movie over another? Dustin Hoffman, do you like think you were hot when you were Tootsie? Or, I mean, my wife Donna, right? She says that she really likes Back to the Future 2. But do you like Back to the Future 2? Or do you, like, was Biff really a jerk? Or was that a character?
Moose.
Moose on the floor.
Moose on the floor. And by the way, Moment of the Day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. I went into the studio the other day and he goes, do I really sound like that? I said, well, you know, I mean, he's doing an impersonation of you. That's all.
Right. Yes, which you highlight the, you know, the high points.
Yeah, exactly, right.
You just make it a character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a caller. Unbelievable. Caller just called up, said, I got floor seats. I want to take you, Moose.
No kid. That's who he went with? That's
awesome. Just with a caller. Some obviously very well-off caller who's got Knicks season tickets on the floor.
Wow.
So he got very, very
and
lucky.
And poor Evan was getting high from the weed from the roof.
Right, exactly.
Oh, was he? Yeah,
no, I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. He was way up there.
I mean, Evan could have, like, you know, etched his initials in the roof. He was so close to it. So, Moose down on the floor, Evan in the sky.
Yeah.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So I guess last night Steve Summers talked about how he's going to be leaving WFAN sooner than later. I did see a Neil Best article about it this morning. So I guess Steve is
at some point he was offered to stick around and do overnights. He said he didn't want to do that because he'd already done that. I believe he's going to do some stuff in the future, you know, a show here or there. He's not being fired. It was a mutual decision to sort of cut back on his workload, but he did talk about it openly on the air last night. And I know that there'll be he doesn't want a lot of fanfare, but there will be a lot of fanfare when he eventually ends up leaving. And he's meant a lot to a lot of us. It gave me an opportunity to be myself and do some voices and stuff when I produced his show many years ago. So I'm forever indebted to him for letting me do stuff like that to get noticed. So Steve is whatever, how many shows he's got left, whatever he's doing, and the farewell that he's going to get is absolutely well-deserved. I mean, he's 74 years old now, I think. It's amazing he's been doing it so long, been an original part of the station and a true WFAN legend.
Yeah, does that mean I have to go to 74?
Sure, yes, please do. Yeah, why not?
No,
so you got 14 more years. Let's
wow.
go.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't realize he was that old, and I didn't know. So he was here, like, from what, day one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Lifer. Absolute lifer. So when Steve retires, Eddie, how many day one people are still left?
Schweibacher, Dove Kramer, Eddie Coleman. That might be it.
That's it, huh? I thought you were a day one guy.
1989.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. So anyway, all the best to Steve, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about it as whenever they decide his last show is or whatever it may be. But he did talk about it on the air last night, so I wanted to give him a quick shout out. Let's go to Barry, who's up in the Bronx. What's going on, Barry? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man. What's up, Barry?
Boomer.
Yes.
My son and I, we are avid Ranger fans, and we've been to a few of these retirement nights. We went to Graves and Richter and Hatfield and Rattell. So I looked into getting tickets for Lundquist's night.
Yeah, January 28th, if I'm not mistaken, right? It's a Friday night.
Right. Yes, January 28th.
Yep.
And so when we went to these other retirement nights, we sat in 200 section. Two tickets, $325.
Mm-hmm.
For Lundquist tonight, 200 section, one ticket,
yep.
$900.
Well, just wait till we get closer to the game. Don't buy them now.
I'm not buying them at all.
Yeah, well, see what happens when you get closer to the game. See where the Rangers are. If the Rangers, you know, I would imagine, and I think the Rangers have a good team. I really do. And if they are a relevant team, which I believe they're going to be this year, that you know, I don't necessarily know that those ticket prices will go down, but I would just say right now is not the time to be buying those tickets.
No, and if you want a ticket directly behind the bench on the ice,
oh, forget it.
$10,000.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know it's crazy, and let's face it, Barry, nobody does those nights better than the Rangers do. I swear,
$10,000.
Yeah, those nights are unbelievable. They're so memorable. Gee. That it's like you don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I would just say that I'm not surprised that they're that expensive. He's that popular. And now that he's working with MSG and doing some of the studio stuff, we get to see him in a different light, which makes him even that much more likable. So I don't know what to tell you. He's goes down as one of the great Rangers of all time, carried this team on his back for so many years. And he is going to get one hell of a send off. And you know, and every athlete that's here in New York should get a load of this, because never once did he ever complain or bitch about being booed. Of course, you know, at the end, it's hard to let a legend go. It always is hard to let a legend go. Look what happened up in Boston with Tom Brady. But, you know, he was like the quintessential great player that his entire career was spent essentially with the one team, and he was the backbone of that team, and Ranger fans will never, ever forget it. And that's, you know, when it comes to a night like this, it just goes to prove you how great it can be if you do the right thing and you play the right way and you represent your team and your fan base the way that Henrik did with the Rangers.
You know, I meant to ask Al earlier. He put up a poll. Did you watch the Knicks game last night? Why'd you put up that poll, Al, this morning?
There was a lot of buzz and a lot of talk. I definitely Sal the overnight. I felt a lot of buzz for the Knicks, so I wanted to see how many people in the audience that go on our Twitter polls actually checked out some of the game.
Oh, okay. All
right. It was higher than I thought.
Did you, when you got home last night, I know you were, you know, looking to go to bed right away. Did you turn on the TV and look at it?
I did not.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, the fans at the stadium were crazed. And Julius Randle said that he expected it to be that way yesterday. So it's amazing what last year's playoff run did and how it has ignited the fan base.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, too, they went up and upgraded the roster, too, bringing in Fournier and Kemba Walker.
And the younger players are getting better.
Yeah. I don't know if you could hear it on the air or not, but Sabrina is outside of my door knocking and screaming for me.
And yeah, I can hear it, yes.
And I feel terrible for her. She just doesn't.
How's she feeling, understand. By the way?
She's more herself. I mean, I sound congested today. I don't know if you can notice, but I woke up sounding congested, so I don't know what that means. It's probably not good. But right. Yeah, she's out. She's no, Sabrina. She's opening the door. Okay. No. This is not a good situation. Now I got to put on the mask and the whole thing.
Okay.
All right, Sabrina, stay out there, okay? I'll be out in a little bit. She does not understand that. You know, it's funny. We get these calls from the Department of Health.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, so you got to keep her in a room all day by herself. I'm like, have you ever been around a three-year-old, you dumbass? Like, you can't do that. You know?
It's impossible.
Right, I know. And then with the baby, and then like, oh, the baby's got a quarantine. I'm like, what's the baby going to do? Walk outside and go to Target? Like, what do you think? You know, it's like these...
Well, they're just ridiculous. Making sure. They're just making sure, that's all.
No,
they're
I understand.
Doing their job. They're following up. They're trying to do the right thing. You know, and sometimes they just say the most basic of things that you recognize are... the way things need to be, and they don't need to tell you that, but there are some people that don't think the way that you do.
I suppose so, but it was funny because Gina goes to me, she goes, yeah, I got a call from the Department of Housing. I said, the Department of Housing? She goes, yeah, the DOH, I assume that's what it was. I said, the health? Not the Department of Housing. The hell do you think the Department of Housing wants with us?
Oh,
she's downstairs. She's downstairs right now in full PPE. Like, I'm not kidding you. She looks like someone just took her right out of a hospital and stuck her in the kitchen.
And what does Sabrina think? Like, why is everyone wearing all these things on their faces?
Well, I think she understands. You know, we just say, you know, you're sick, Sabrina. You got to stay away from the baby because you're sick. I mean, I think she kind of understands that to a certain degree. But then she figures, then she forgets about it. And it's like, whatever. I should be able to do what I want to do. Like, right now, she's got the door open, staring at me through the crack of the door. No, Sabrina, you gotta close the door. I'll be out in a little bit.
And all Gina's right. Like, it's the Department of Hibachis?
Right.
That's not, you know, it's just not an idea. It just goes to show you. So you're living the life, and it just goes to show you how difficult it is with children. And the things that you got to deal with, and you know, you don't realize that it until it happens.
Yeah,
how it affects everybody in the house.
No, of course, yeah. I mean, and if whatever is going on with my sinuses or a little bit of cough that I have is COVID, which it very well could be, then that means I'll be home even longer, which is not ideal. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, the chances of me like having congestion and getting tested and not being COVID with the COVID positive kid in the house that we have to take care of is probably slim, but I'll get a couple more tests and see what happens. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, there's a lot of people that reached out. Like, I had no idea. It's like some people are like afraid to say that they dealt with this, because there was a bunch of people that reached out to me after I talked about this. They're like, oh yeah, we had it, you know.
Supreme.
Are you back now? Go ahead.
I'm back now.
On the internet.
Yes. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of you got
of course
COVID.
Not.
Yeah, so it's like people like are like, yeah, you know, I never told you, but you know, back in January I had COVID. I was like, oh, okay.
It's just a weird thing, man. You know, people are acting weird, and you know, you got COVID. So you got to fight it off, and hopefully you can, and she will. She will.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So
I mean, you know, it's just you know, we try to keep her in the room, put the TV on, we have her FaceTiming. people, you know, like Gina, the naked sister-in-law, she FaceTimed so she could talk to her for a little bit.
Was she naked?
She was not. She actually was wearing a shirt.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was like, wow. She was wearing a shirt. I'll be out in a minute. But, yeah. It's like, you got to take care of her, you know? I mean, you can't. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, shut her in a room, slide animal crackers under the door, and yeah.
Now, will you take her outside? It's going to be a nice day today. Will you take her outside?
I took her outside yesterday, and we kicked the soccer ball around a little bit, and then she ran out of gas quickly.
Okay.
And then came inside and then passed out on the couch, and she slept like 15 hours last night. So, but yeah. Yeah, right. We're talking about you. Yep. All right. She really wants to get on the radio today. All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.